Hi, good morning. Today's daf is Baba Kama, daf Nun Beis. We have a lot of ground to make up today. We left off Nun Aleph Amud Beis, roughly halfway down the Amud. Today we are going to continue discussing the concept of Hevel in a bar, of the foul air that might be on the bottom of the bar, how deep that foul air is found, how deep the bar has to be in order for that foul air to be found. We're going to talk about what happens if you have a pit and then somebody else widens the pit, whether that person might be liable for widening the pit. We're going to talk about a case that we mentioned in the Mishnah about if you have a bar shel shnei shutfin, the first person is drawing water, then he leaves, while the second person is still there, the second person then leaves the pit open, somebody falls in, second guy's chayiv. We're going to discuss what the situation is, where the second guy's chayiv, like for how long do we leave the first guy off the hook? What is the scenario where the first and the second guy find themselves there that we're going to leave the first guy off the hook? The Gemara then is going to digress a little bit and talk about the proper means of making a kinyan, of making kinyanim by various, with respect to various objects. Then the Mishnah on Nun Beis Amud Aleph is going to talk about what happens, various scenarios, if either you cover the pit properly and nevertheless an animal falls in, or if you don't cover the pit properly and a certain type of animal falls in. And the Gemara is going to go back and forth. What does it mean covering a pit properly and then an animal falling in? If the pit were covered properly, then lechora, the animal should not have fallen into the pit. So what happened? So the Gemara is going to go back and forth, and then Beis Amud Beis, hopefully we'll be able to get through pretty quickly, because it's fairly repetitive, just trying to drill down on those cases. We left off, again, Nun Aleph Amud Beis, only halfway down the Amud. There are two dots, second word on the line, Amar Rabba. So Amar Rabba Bar Chana, Amar Shmuel Bar Marta, Bor Shmona, Mehen Shnei Tfachin Mayim. Let's say if you have a bar that's only 8 tfachim deep, so we had said that the bar that the Torah is talking about is 10 tfachim deep. We saw the machlokas, is that because that is where the foul air is located, only if the bar is 10 tfachim deep, or alternatively, because what you're chaya for in the pit is you're chaya for the chavata, you're chaya for the impact, and the impact is only fatal at a depth of 10 tfachim. But let's say now, dealing with the hevel aspect, you have a bar that's only 8 tfachim deep, but 2 out of the 8 tfachim are water. So chayiv. So says Rabba Bar Chanina, you're going to be chayiv. Why? Because my taima kol tefach demaya ketrei diabasha dami. Because every tefach of water is like two tefachim of dry land. So what does that mean? Every tefach of water is like two tefachim of dry land. It's because there's a lot more hevel. There's a lot more hevel in the water, and therefore. So Rashi says Maya is Mosif Havala. Rashi says Maya Mayim is Mosif Hevel, and therefore, even though the bar is only 8 tefachim deep, if the reason that you're chayiv for bar is hevel, it's possible to have hevel in a bar that's even less than 10 tefachim deep. How so? If you have an 8 tefach deep bar, but 2 of the tefachim are comprised of water. So says the Gemara, Frek the Gemara Kashi, Boilu. So bar tisham ham tefach echad mayim. So let's say, if you're going to tell me that a bar that's 8 tefachim deep with 2 tefachim of water is enough for the hevel, what if you have a bar that's 9 tefachim deep and there's 1 tefach of water? So what do we say? So mi amrina kibin lo nefisha maya les be'avola. Do we say, well, the previous case mentioned in the Gemara is one where there are 2 tefachim of water. Maybe that's the scenario in which there was a lot of hevel, but when there's only 1 tefach of water, there is not that much hevel on account of the water. Or maybe, you know, before we were talking about a bar that was only 8 tefachim deep with 2 tefachim of water. Maybe you only needed the 2 tefachim of water to create the hevel when the bar was only 8 tefachim deep. But maybe when the bar is 9 tefachim deep, you only need the 1 tefach of water to create the hevel. And then the Gemara asks further, bar shiva mam shlosha tefachim mayamahu. What happens if you have the different case where the bar is 7 tefachim deep, but there are 3 tefachim of water? So do we say that because now there's even more water than in the prior case, there's certainly hevel in this pit? Or maybe because the bar is not that deep, it's only 7 tefachim deep, even though 3 of the tefachim might be comprised of water, maybe there's not that much hevel in it. Teku, so the Gemara leaves these all a kasha, unresolved. Says the Gemara Vayter, let's say somebody widened the pit, what's the halacha? Well, you said that the reason that you're chayav for bar is hevel, and there's hevel at the bottom of a pit that's deep and narrow. So if a guy widens a pit, lechora, he's reducing the amount of foul air because he's increasing the exposure to air. So he should be reducing the hevel. So why would he be chayiv? Samarlei adarab harekar vezeka. So says the Gemara. But adarab, what happens is that he was makarev the hezek. In other words, why? Because when you're widening the pit, you're reducing the surface area where people could walk without falling into the pit. So it's nice that you were mimayit the hevel, but you also greatly increased the likelihood that somebody's going to get trapped in this hazard. So and Rashi points out, maybe that if you had not widened the pit, the shor that fell into the pit wouldn't have been walking at the edge of the pit. He would have been walking on solid ground because you widened the pit. That's why he's walking at the edge of the pit and he falls in. Zelam Ravashi nechzi anansa. Says Ravashi, well, let's check this out. So let's see. Well, why don't we just make an assessment? What did this animal die from? If the animal died from hevel and you widened the pit, then you shouldn't be chayiv because your act in widening the pit served to decrease the amount of hevel. And ibechavata mayis, but if the animal died from an impact, harei karav ezeka, then the guy who widened the pit would be liable because he was the one who contributed most directly to the expansion of the pit and therefore to the animal falling into the pit. So why don't we see how he died? So ikadamri amar rabashi nechzi anan imeyahigisanafal harei karav ezeka imeyidachisanafal harei miyatavala. So says Ravashi in the alternative. Girsa, you don't even have to look and try to assess whether he died from hevel or whether he died from the impact. That might be difficult to assess, but we could just see. Well, we know that we have a dead animal, right? And we know that we know that the animal is dead, and we also know which side of the pit he fell in from. Let's assume the Gemara is assuming we know which side of the pit he fell in from. So if he fell into the side of the pit that was widened, so then you're responsible because you widened the pit. If he fell into the side of the pit that was not widened, then the guy who widened the pit shouldn't be responsible because he widened the pit on the right side. The animal fell in on the left side. So why is he going to be responsible? If anything, all he did was decrease the amount of hevel, and therefore he'd be potter. Says the Gemara Vayter. Again, two lines down in the wide line. Say it in Marbarsha Amka Karachva. If you have a bar that's as wide as it is deep, Rabbi Rav Yosef, Darmi Tavayi, Mishmei de Rabbi Barbachana, Demar Mishmei de Rabbi Mani, Chadamar Liolam Yesh Pahevel, Ache Rechava Yosar Alamka. One man, Demar, says that a bar is assumed to have Hevel until it is wider than it is deeper. Bechanamar Liolam Ein Bahevel, Ache Omka Yesar Al Rachba. And another one says that the bar is not assumed to have Hevel until it's deeper than it is wider. So the nafkamina between these two ways of expressing this issue is what happens if it's exactly as wide as it is deep. If you're going to say that the only time you avoid hevel is if it's wider than it's deeper, then this bar has hevel. If you say that there is no hevel until it's deeper than it's wider, then this bar, where the measurements are exactly alike, would still not have hevel. Says the Gemara Vayter, so Avar Alav Arishon Velo Kaseo. So let's say the first person passed by, the first person left the pit and did not cover the pit. So says the Gemara Arishon Me'emas Miftar. So for how long is the first one going to be Potter? Rabba Rav Yosef, Tamar Tavaya, Mishmei de Rabba, Barbachana, Diamar Mishmei de Rabbi Mani, Chad Amar Mishimanicho Umishtamesh, Mishtamesh. One says that the first guy who's drawing water, when he leaves, if the second guy is in the process of drawing water, then the first guy is going to be Potter. V'chad Omar Mishiyim Sirlo Dalyo. And the other one says that he's Potter so long as the second guy is standing there, and the first guy hands the second guy the actual cover of the pit. Kitanoi. And this is like a machlokas hanam. Hamad l'mayim in abar. If a person is drawing water from a pit, uba chaveru v'yamarlo hanach livanei al l'mayim, and his friend comes and says, "Do me a favor, leave the pit open. I'm going to draw water." Kivan she'nicho mishtamesh pater. Once the first guy leaves and the second guy is in the process of drawing the water, pater. The first guy is going to be pater. Why? Because when he left, he was under no obligation to cover the pit. Second guy was drawing water. It was his obligation to cover the pit. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov or mishiyim serlo dal. yod. No, that it's not enough that the second guy is actually just drawing water. What has to happen is that you actually have to hand the cover of the pit over to the second guy. So, but my kamifli, what's his argument about at the bottom, at the end of the day? So, Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov savar yesh breira. Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov says yesh breira. Therefore, hay midide kamemale, v'hay midide kamemale. That the first one is drawing water from his side of the pit, and the second one is drawing water from his side of the pit, because breira assumes that rather than us being mesupuk as to which chelik of the pit they own, and therefore perhaps they're both drawing water from an area of the pit that's jointly owned, we can assess with certainty whether this side of the pit is owned by the first guy and that side of the pit is owned by the second guy. We know exactly who owns what side of the pit. Therefore, it turns out that the second guy is not going to be chayiv in the shmira of the first guy, because even though it's a barshel shnei shutfin, we can literally assess which side of the pit is belonging to the second guy and which side of the pit belongs to the first guy. Therefore, if you hold yesh breira, the only way to get the first guy off the hook and the only way to impose liability on the second person is if the first person literally hands the cover of the pit over to the second person, because in that case the second person is going to be chayev to watch the whole pit. For Rabbanan Savri, ein breira, and the Rabbanan hold ein breira, and because the Rabbanan hold ein breira, therefore when the first guy leaves the second guy and he's drawing water, then the second guy, because ein breira, because he's considered to be drawing water from a well where it's not defined whether he's drawing from his chelik or the first guy's chelik, he's assumed to assume responsibility for the entire pit, and therefore it's enough that you've left him drawing water from the pit. There's no requirement that you actually have to hand him the cover, that you actually have to hand him the cover of the cover of the pit. So says the Gemara Vayter, Samar Avina Vazulu Tamayu. And they go according to their own reasoning, the Tanan, because in other words, what according to their own reasoning? The concept of Breira is according to their own reasoning. Vazulu Tamayu, the Tanan, because we have a Mishnah, Hashutfin Shanadurano Zemizeh, that if a Shutfin are Nodurano, if they're Modurano, one from the other, Asurinli Kanis L'Chatzer, then it's Asur for them to walk into a Chatzer that is owned jointly. Why? Because this Mandiyamar holds, the Tanakama says, Ein Breira. Therefore, when you walk into the Chatzar Shal Shnei Shutfin, you are perforce benefiting from both of them, because we can't assume that the Chelek that you've walked into belongs to the other guy, Dafka. There's a Machlokas in the Nedarim, whether Stam Knisa's Asura, whether you actually have to do something else in the Chatzar to make it Asur. And I do believe that we cover this probably 2 summers ago, I think, if I'm right. So maybe it was last summer, I forget, but definitely over the summer we cover this. So Rav Lezer ben Yaakov Amar Zeh Nichnas L'Tok Shelo V'Zeh Nichnas L'Tok Shelo. That Rav Lezer ben Yaakov says no, that you can enter into both guys can enter into their chelik of the chatzar, even though they were noder ano from one another, and it's a chatzar shel shnei shutfin. Why? Because he says yesh breira, so we know that the guy's only entering his rishus. But my kamefli, Rav Lezer ben Yaakov sever yesh breira haidlan of Shei Ayel, the Haidlan of Shei Ayel. Rabbanan Savri Ein Breira, and the Rabbanan say that there is no, that there is no Breira. The Ran and the Durim goes through whether Yesh Breira only by only Midrabbanan or even Mida Raisa. Complicated topic, not for now, because we're still not even on today's daf. So Amar Rav Elazar, Amocha Bar Lechavero, the person sells a pit to his friend, Kevin Shemasar Lo Dolyo Kana. Once he hands him the cover of the pit, the guy's Kona. Says the Gemara, Hey Chedami, this does not make any sense. What are we talking about? Iba the Kaspa, if we're talking about a Kenyan Kesef, that the guy who buys the pit gives the seller Kesef to Liknin the Kaspa. So the second he gives him the money, he should be Kona. Why is it contingent on handing him over the cover of the pit? And Iba Chazaka, and if he wants to be Kona Chazaka, so liknei bechazaka, so let him be kone bechazaka. But again, he has to make a chazaka in the pit. So why is he handing him over the? Why is the kinyan contingent on handing over the cover? Says the Gemara, liyolam bechazaka. Really, we are talking about a chazaka. But in order for the person to be entitled to make a chazaka, the seller has to say lech chazek v'kni. In other words, the buyer has to be authorized to make a chazaka. Why? Otherwise, you could go over to something that your friend owns, start making a chazaka. You could come over to my house, start making a chazaka, be nol gadar aparatz in my backyard, and you could be koning my house. That's ridiculous. But I have to, if I'm selling you the house and I say le chazek v'kni, then I've given you permission. So what constitutes giving permission? If I am selling you my pit and I give you the cover of the pit, that's a gesture as if I've told you le chazek v'kni, then you can be koned. So once I give over my thing, it's like I say lechazek fikni. Okay. So and the Rush says that in that situation, the lokeach is rashoi to make the chazaka even if the mocher is not there. There's no requirement that the mocher even be around when the lokeach makes the chazaka, as long as the lokeach was there when he transmitted the cover of the pit to the lokeach. Says the Gemara Vayter, Samar Rav Yeshua ben Levi, Amocher Bayis L'Chavero. Finally, to today's daf, Kivan Shomasu L'Mavteach, Kana. Once he gives him over the key, he is Kone. Zechidami, similar Kasha, Ibekasba L'Kin Bekasba, Ibechazaka L'Kin Bechazaka. What type of Kinyan is it when you hand over the key? Says the Gemara, exactly like we said, Liola Mechazaka, Boy L'Memar Le L'Chazvek V'Kini, Kivan Shomasu L'Mavteach, Kaman D'Yamar Le L'Chazvek V'Kini. Once you give over the Mavteach, once you give over the key to the house, It's as if you've said lech chazek v'kni. Tosfos just points out that from the Rashbam in Maseches Pesachim, it appears that he holds that the Mesiras Hamafteach is a kinyan only when there's a das makne, and because the actual Mesiras Mafteach is a kinyan, that's why there has to be a das makne. Tosfos points out from our sugya here that's a little difficult because it's very apparent that the kinyan is not handing over the key. Handing over the key is the act that's symbolic that you're giving permission to the other guy to make a kinyan. So Machlokas Tosfos Rashbam says the Gemara Vayter, Samar Reish Lakish Mishum Rav Yanai Hamocher Eder Lachaveiro. If a guy sells a flock of sheep to his friend, Kevan Shemasar Lo Mashkuches, once he gives the lokeach the thing that draws the flock after it, we'll see what this is. Kone, he is Kone. Zeichadami even Meshicha. Now we're not talking about money and chazaka anymore. We're talking about ways to be kona animals, either by pulling the animal or by mesira or by giving over the animal. Ibn mesicha l'kneiba mesicha, ibn mesira l'kneiba mesira. If we're talking about mesira, then let him be kona through mesira. We show and point out mesicha only works in a chutzer. Mesicha only works only in a chutzer shal shneim or in a private alley. It doesn't work in a rishus rabim. So if you are in a chutzer shal shneim, you might be kona through mesicha. You might have to resort to mesira, however, if you're in a chutzer she'eino shal shneim or in a rishus rabim. But why is handing over this thing that leaves the flock any kinyan? It should either be through mesicha or through mesira. Says the Gemara, Liolam b'Meshicha. Really, we're talking about a kinyan done through Meshicha. And you have to tell the guy, give the guy instructions. Now you're entitled to do the Meshicha. And once you give over this thing, it's as if you say, Lech Meshoch V'Kni. You're giving permission for him to make the kinyan. So, my Mashkoches. Now the Gemara says parenthetically, what is this Mashkoches? Hocha Targimu. So over here, they were Metargime Karkashta, a shepherd's bell. So that's what you lead the flock with the shepherd's bell. Rav Yaakov Amar Eza de Azla Beresh Adra. It's the goat that walks in front of the Eder, in front of the flock. The Dorish Ahu Galiloi Alea de Rav Chista. Like a certain person from the Galil was Dorish to Rav Chista. Kad Rugiz Raya Al Ana Avid Lenagda Smusa. If the shepherd is angry with his flock, he will blind the leading. He will blind the leading. The leading goat. So Rashi says that at the end of the year, right before the Mishnah, Kach She'amakom Nifram Esoni Yisrael. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu punishes Soni Yisrael, meaning Klal Yisrael, Mimena Lahen Mamanalem Parnosim She'enem Uganim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees to it that the Jewish people appoint leaders who are not proper. And that's like blinding the lead goat in the flock. If you blind the lead goat in the flock, he doesn't know how to lead. He doesn't know how to lead appropriately. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to punish, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets angry at Klal Yisrael, Kaviyochel, what he does is he asks Klal Yisrael make sure that they appoint leaders who are not proper to lead them astray, just like the lead goat, when it's blind, is leading the flock astray. Says the next Mishnah, Kiseyu Arish Nabah Sheni Matzah Megula. If the first guy covers the pit, and then the second person comes and finds it open, and finds that the pit is open, Rashi says, how is it that the second guy finds the pit open if the first guy covers it? So Rashi says, maybe we're talking about a case where it was covered with a wooden plank, and the wooden plank got rotted away. So the wooden plank is no longer there. Veloki seu. And the second guy, even though he passed by the pit and saw the pit open, doesn't cover it. Hasheni chayev. So the sheni is going to be chayev. So we'll see in the Gemara for how long he's chayev, or whether he has an opportunity to fix it before he's chayev. Kiseo koroi v'nufalatocho shor chamor. If he covered it properly and nevertheless a shor chamor fall into the pit umes and they die putter, then he's going to be putter because after all it's an ones, he covered it properly. Lo kiseo koroi, if he did not cover it properly, v'nufalatocho shor chamor and a shor chamor fall into the pit umes and they die chayev, then he's going to be chayev because that's pshia, he did not cover it properly. Nafalafanav mikola kriya. If a person is digging a pit, let's say there was a pit there initially, and now somebody is coming and widening the pit, and so the way you widen the pit is you have to bang on the ground and you have to hollow out the place for the pit, you have to excavate it. So an animal from the noise, he's startled and he falls into the pit. Chayev, if the animal falls forward into the pit, the guy's going to be chayev. Va'achrav mikola kriya potter. If the animal falls backwards into the pit from the noise of the excavation, then the guy's going to be potter. Nafal atocho shor v'kelav v'nishtabru. If the shor with its kalim fall into the pit and the kalim break, chamor v'kelav v'niskaru, or chamor and the kalim and those kalim rip. Rashi just points out that it's mistaber that given the types of kalim that these animals carry, the kalim of a shor will break and the kalim of a chamor will rip. Chayev ala behema, potter ala kalim. You're going to be chayev on the behema, you're going to be potter on the kalim, because you are chayev, you are not chayev for damage caused to kalim in a pit, as we saw almost a month ago. Nafalatocho shor cheresh v'katan, chayev. If a shor that's cheresh, now we're not talking about a shor owned by a cheresh shota v'katan, we're talking about a shor that's literally a cheresh, a shota, a deranged shor, or a katan, or a young shor, chayev, you're going to be chayev on this type of shor, because you cannot expect that this type of shor is going to watch out where it's going to walk. Benobas, if a young child falls into the pit, eved o ama, or if a slave or a maidservant falls into the pit, putter, then you're going to be putter. Why are you going to be putter? Because also we saw a couple of days ago, shor v'lo adam, chamor v'lo kalim, that the only things you are liable for if they fall into a pit is not a man, it's only an animal, it's not kalim. So ben abbas, of course, they're people, and therefore, they're just young kids, therefore you're not going to be chayim. Eved o'ama, the chiddush is that we're going to count an eved to be like a person, and we're not going to count an eved as property. Even though we had seen a couple of days ago with regard to dmei vlados about no dmei vlados by a shifcha because it was amadoma lechamor, we're not going to say that over here. They do have the status of a person. You're not going to be chayiv if they fall into the pit. So says the Gemara, Marishan Arimas Miftar. Now, okay, so we're talking about that the first guy covered the pit, second guy comes and finds it open, and he doesn't cover it, then the second guy is going to be chayiv, and it's mashma that the first guy is totally off the hook, because when he left the pit, when he found the pit, it was covered. So Marishan Arimas Miftar, until when is the first guy going to be potter? Amarav Bechdesha Yeda, until he knows that it's uncovered. In other words, once the first guy hears that the pit is uncovered, then he is chayev to go back. Then he is chayev to go back, and he is chayev to go, and he is chayev to go, and he is chayev to go cover the pit. And Rashi points out, when is it considered as if he knows? So Rashi says, Sheyavo gamarishon achrechem biyarenu megula holish neim yodim shu megula ram yichiyuv yatavayu. So in other words, the first guy left the pit, and then it was closed. Second guy found the pit or whatever, he drew water from it, and then he left it open. Now the first guy goes strolling past the pit. So now, and he sees that it's open. So now both the first guy and the second guy know that the pit's open. Now the first guy is once again chayev to cover the pit. So it's not as if once he leaves the pit initially and it's covered, then it's always the second guy's responsibility. Again, we're talking about a pit that belongs to Shutfin. So both of them have responsibility to cover the pit. Therefore, if he goes back to the pit and sees that it's actually uncovered, he again is mechayev to cover the pit. Shmuel Amar Vichdesha Yodiyuhu. Shmuel says that it's until the time that they inform him that the pit's uncovered, even if he doesn't see the pit uncovered himself. So in other words, even if he doesn't walk past the pit and see that it's uncovered, so long as somebody says, hey, by the way, that pit that you own together with Shimon, that pit's uncovered, he has to go back and he has to cover the pit at that point. No, that we're going to give him enough time so that he should be notified that the pit is uncovered, that he should then hire a carpenter, or he should hire workers to go cut down cedar trees to fashion a lid for the pit, and then actually to cover, and then actually to cover the pit. Rashi points out that this whole procedure over here, we give this luxury of time only to the first guy, not to the second guy. Rashi in the first widest line says, Avalasheni Shebov and Ishtamesh Bo. However, to the second guy who was actually being Mishtamesh with a pit when he left it open, Lo Yavin and Shirakuli Hai, Dahavile Liasube Shomrami Lave, because the second guy is drawing water and then he leaves the pit open. But why can't he say, well, I didn't intend to leave the pit open, I intended to go hire a worker to go cut down a tree to make a lid to cover the pit? So you gave that amount of time to the first guy, why don't you give that amount of time to the second guy? Because the second guy actually left and the hazard was there. He created the hazard when he left. So that guy, if he wants to absolve himself from liability, is going to have to hire somebody to go watch the lip of the pit to make sure that nobody falls in. The first guy who did not leave the hazard, because when the first guy left the pit, it was covered. So then when he finds out that it's uncovered, we will give him the luxury of time in order to facilitate the covering of the pit. Says the Gemara Vayter, Kiseu Karoi V'Nafalotocha Shor HaChamor or Mace Potter. The guy covers the pit properly, and a Shor HaChamor nevertheless fall in and die, the guy is going to be Potter. Says the Gemara, Kiven the Kiseu Karoi HeChanafal. Since the pit was covered properly, how did these animals fall into the pit? That it became wormy from inside, and therefore the cover fell in. Iboilu, so the Gemara asks like this, Kiseu Kisa Sheyachalama Levne Shvarim, Vein Yachalama Levne Gemalim. Let's say if you covered it with a cover that's strong enough to protect against an ox falling in, but not strong enough to protect against a camel falling in, because camels are heavier, they're larger animals than oxen. So it was a sort of good cover, good enough to protect against a shor, not good enough to protect against a camel. Vasu Gemalim Varua. And Gemalim came and they damaged the cover, they weakened the cover. Then Vasu Shvarim Venaflube. And then a shark came walking over the pit and fell into the pit. So my, what's the halacha? Zamri Hechadami. Well, says the Gemara, well, it depends on the circumstances. Either Shchichig Gemalim, the guy covered a pit with a cover that was strong enough to protect against an ox, not strong enough to protect against a camel. So it wasn't the best type of cover. So now we have to look at whether Gemalim are typically here. Either Shchichig Gemalim, if there are typically camels found here, then the guy's a Pasheah because he covered the pit with a cover that is not strong enough to protect against the type of animal that's always there. And if there are not camels typically there, then anasu. Then the guy's an anas because, after all, he did cover it strong enough to protect against the shor falling in. How's he to have known that all of a sudden, for the first time in 20 years, a camel's going to come here and walk over the cover of the pit and damage the cover? So lo tzricha de asu leprakim. So that's the Gemara. So no, well, sometimes camels come. So mi amin and kiven asayin leprakim posheahu. The boy le asuka adaite. Do we say that because camels sometimes come, he's considered to be a poshea because he should have assumed maybe this would be one of those times that the camels come? Adilma kiven ashta mi aleka on us. Or maybe because right now there are no camels here. Maybe he's considered to be an ones. Tosfos over here points out that Rashi says that if a camel actually fell into the pit, then certainly he'd be chayiv because legabe gmalim, he's certainly a posheya. But Tosfos says because sometimes camels come. Say if sometimes camels come and then a camel comes, you cover the pit with a cover that's not strong enough to protect against a camel falling in, then a camel comes and falls into a pit, that's going to be a posheya because sometimes camels come. The whole shaila here in the Gemara is sometimes camels come. Should you have been concerned that a camel would come and damage the cover so that your cover, which used to be strong enough to protect against an ox falling in, is now no longer going to be strong enough, and then the ox is going to be able to fall into a shar. That's the suffix, according to Tosfos. So is he considered a poshea, or is it considered to be an onus? A toshma, so the Gemara wants to bring a raya. Kiseya karoi v'nafal otocha shara chamar, umeis pater. Seicha dami, what's the case? Ilim ekaroi, lishvar mekaroi legmalam, if he covers it in a cover that's sufficient for all types of animals, hechinafal, so how did an animal fall in? Ela lav karoi lishvarim, v'lo karoi legmalam. So elamai, doesn't mean that he covered it in a manner that's sufficient for shvarim, not sufficient for gmalim. Vidishchich gmalim, and if they're gmalim there always, so my putter, why would he be putter? Pasheya, then he's a pasheya. Vidloshchich gmalim, pshita onasu. And if there are never camels there, then he's an onas. So why should he be chayev? Ela lav, dasayin leprakim. Elamai. Sometimes camels come. V'yasu gmalim v'arvua, and the camel came and damaged the cover of the pit. V'yasu shvarim v'naflu bei, and then the shor came and fell into the pit. Fiktani potter, and we say that he's potter. Alma kaven the hashta leka. Kivan Hashta Leka Anusu. So Elamai, we see that since there are no camels here now, even though they come Leprakim, he's considered to be an Ones, because how is he to have known that the camel was going to come, weaken the cover of the pit, and then cause the shor to fall into the pit? So Amri, so said the Gemara, lo, Liolam Karoi Lishvarim Karoi Legmalim. No, maybe when you cover it only with this partial covering, only with this covering that's partially effective, maybe really you'd be chayiv. Maybe the case that we're talking about in this braisa is where you covered it with a bona fide good covering, a covering that was good enough both for shvarim and for gmalim. And if you're going to ask me, well, if I covered it with a covering that's good enough for shvarim and gmalim, how in the world did this animal fall into the shar, to fall into the bar rather? We already saw that it could still fall in if the cover rotted from within. Tashma, another attempted proof, very similar to what we just had. Lo kiseya karoi, now bringing a proof from the second part of the Mishnah, if he did not cover it properly, and a shor chamor fell into the pit, to meis chayev, then he's going to be chayev. Say chedami. So what does it mean that he didn't cover it properly? If it wasn't appropriate for shvarim or gmalim, then pshita. And it's pashut, of course he's chayev. Tzrich lemeimer de chayev, of course he's chayev. Elalav karoi lishvarim velo karoi legmalim. Elamai, he covered it with this partially effective cover that was good enough for shvarim, not good enough for gmalim, and we say that he's chayev. Say chedami, but says the Gemara, wait. If there are camels there all the time, then he's a pasheya. So that's why he's chayev. And if camels are not typically found there, then he's considered to be an ones. Elalav dasayin leprakim. Elamai, isn't it the case then that camels come periodically? Vasu gmalim varvua, and a camel came and taka damaged the cover of the pit. Vyasu shvarim v'naflubei, and then a shor came and fell into the pit. Viktani chayev, and we say he's chayev because this is considered to be a kisui she'eno karoi. So he's chayev. So alma kiven dasayin leprakim poshayahu. So we see that since camels come periodically, the guy's considered to be a posheya. So diboy lelasuka adaite, that he should have thought that maybe camels would come now. Says the Gemara, no, liolam karoi lishvarim v'lo karoi legmalim v'shichi gmalim. So no, we're talking about where you covered it with a cover that's good enough for shvarim, not good enough for gmalim. Why are you chayiv? Because their gmalim are shchiach there. Because you should have covered it with a cover that's good enough for gmalim, because gmalim are always there. But the kakashalei pasheahu, and if you're going to tell me, well, in that case, of course he's chayiv, he's a pasheah. He covered it in a way that's ineffective to protect against an animal that's always there from falling in. Of course he's chayiv. So I did the nuts of reisha kisei karoi, nuts of seifa nami lo kisei karoi. Well, because in the reisha where we talk about kisei karoi, where you make a good cover, in the seifa we talk about covering it in a way that's not good, even though it's obvious in the seifa that he's going to be chayiv. Ikadamri, others say like this. Hanami vadeloi bailon. No, that this also is not a kasha. Kivan dasoin leprakim posheahu. This version of the Gemara assumes that if the camels even come periodically, then it's poshut that the Gemara assumes that the guy would be a posheah if he covers the pit in a manner that's not sufficient to protect against the camel falling in. So di boili asukadaite, because he should have thought that maybe a camel's going to come now. Kibaylan hachi. When do we ask this kasha? Dibaylan kiseo kisa sheyach lama v'nei shvarim v'ini yach lama v'nei gemalim v'shchichi gemalim v'etliyam mitocho mahu. So here's the kasha. The kasha is like this. That you covered it, there are gemalim that are shchiach there. You covered it in a way that's not sufficient to protect against gemalim. So you really didn't cover it properly, but the reason that an animal fell in is not because a camel walked over the thing and weakened the thing. It's because it's liyam itocho. It's because it happens to be that it got wormy and it caved in and of itself. So mahu. So amir minan migo davi pashea etzel gemalim ava pashea nami linenatla. Do we say, well, Migu that he's a poshea, in that he covered it in a way that was not sufficient to protect against gemalim, he's also a poshea legabe atlo. In other words, we shouldn't let this guy off the hook because it just so happened that the cover got wormy in and of itself, and that's why it fell in. Because the guy was a poshea and that he covered it in a way that was not sufficient for gemalim, we should keep him on the hook. He should be liable. Oduma lo armin amigu, or maybe we don't say a migu over here. Says the Gemara, Satashma. So we're going to bring a proof. Kiseo karoi v'nafal etocha shor hachamor. If the guy covered the pit properly, and nevertheless a shor hachamor fall in, umes, and they die, then potter. Vitmar Allah, Amar Rabbi Yitzchak bar bar chana, shet liya mitocho. So how do they fall in? If it was covered properly, because it became wormy and it caved in. Say chadami. Ilem akaroi l'shvar makaroi l'gmalim, vitliya mitocho pshita, the potter. If he covered it properly for everybody, for all types of animals, and nevertheless it got wormy and it caved in, of course he's going to be potter. My havile lameva. What could the guy do? The guy covered it with a cover. The cover decomposed over time, and then it fell in. What was the guy to do? Elalav, karoi l'shvarim v'lo karoi l'gmalim. Elamai, aren't we talking about a case where he covered it properly for shvarim, did not cover it properly for gemalim, ushchichi gemalim, and gemalim are always there, so he was a poshea for not covering it properly for gemalim, but v'yitliya mitocho, the reason that the cover broke was not because a camel walked over it, but rather because it just got wormy. Uktani potter, and we see that you're potter. Alma lo amrin amigu, dava poshea linen gemalim, hava poshea linen atla. Therefore, we don't say that since you are poshea, in that if a camel would have walked over it, it would have been that you covered it insufficiently, therefore now when it becomes wormy in and of itself, you're also on the hook. No, you're not on the hook here. Says the Gemara, lo, no, liolam karoi legmalam karoi leshvarim. Really, you covered it in a means that is sufficient for gemalim and sufficient for shvarim, v'yitliya mitocho, and it got wormy from the inside. And when you ask me, well, what do you want from the guy? You know, for goodness sakes, if it became wormy from the inside, what could the guy have done to have prevented this accident? So no, that I would have thought that we impose on the guy an obligation to periodically go and bang on the cover to make sure that the cover is still strong. Kamashmalan, we don't impose that obligation on him. Tashma, another attempted raya. Lo kiseh karoi. If the guy did not cover the pit properly, v'nafal etocha shor hachamor meis chayev. Say chadami. What does it mean that he didn't cover it properly? Ilem lo karoi l'shvarim lo karoi l'gmalim srich lameimar dechayev. If he covered it with a cover that's not even sufficient to protect against shvarim, and then a shor fell in, of course he's chayev. Elalav karoi l'shvarim lo karoi l'gmalim. Elamai, he covered it in a way that's roi for shvarim, not roi for gmalim. If gmalim are always there, then he should be a poshea. V'id lo shchichi gmalim onasu. Elalav d'shchichi gmalim v'etliya mitocho. Elamai, aren't we talking about a case where really there are gmalim there, but it happens to be that the damage was not caused by a camel, the damage was caused because the thing became wormy from the inside. V'ktani chayev, nevertheless we say you're chayev, because that's considered to be a kisur she'ena karoi. Alma amin amigud ava poshea linen gmalim ava poshea linen atla. Elamai, don't we see that since you're a poshea linen gmalim, so too you're going to be a poshea linen hatla, linen it becoming wormy from the inside. So amri lo, says the Gemara, lo, liolam karoi l'shvarim v'lo karoi l'gmalim. Really, you covered it roi l'shvarim, not roi l'gmalim, v'shchichi gmalim, and gmalim are always there, v'yasu gmalim v'arua, and gmalim walked over the pit and over the cover and weakened it, v'asu shvarim and uflubay, then shvarim fell in, u'chachashale pshita pasheahu, and when we ask, then of course he's pasha that he's chayiv, he's a pasheah, there are always camels there, and he didn't cover it with a cover that's strong enough to withstand the pressure of camels. So aydi, nasav reisha kisei karoi, nasav seifa nami lo kisei karoi. So again, for symmetry, we say lo kisei karoi, even though it's pasha, then in that case, you're going to be chayiv. Tashma, just to finish up, Nefilatocha shor chay reshotav katan suma amahalech belayla. You know what? Actually, let's pick up. Let's start from here tomorrow because this is already talking about the different types of shvarim that fall into the pit. So we'll pick up, God willing, four lines from the bottom tomorrow.